The following is a Journey into Comics Network production.
All right, y'all. So, welcome to Butt Stuff. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Joanna.
And today we were going to talk about Game of Thrones, but that ended up being an intense failure. So, mild Game of Thrones spoilers for season 7, following the intro. But yeah, mostly it's just going to be us bullshitting because that's what we do best. All right, stay tuned. Okay, we're back. So if you didn't guess from the intro, we are housewife stoners who enjoy... What? How would you describe us? Shit.
Stoner housewives.
Stoner housewives.
Housewife. My bad. Stoner.
Sorry. So we like to get high and talk about stuff. So we were going to talk about Game of Thrones, but I rewatched the episode and took notes, and Joanna did not. And so it ended up being incredibly detailed. And, like, nobody is going to continue listening to this because they watched the fucking episode.
And then this happened.
Yeah.
And then this happened.
And then, like, I was painting you a word picture. But, okay, I just want to talk about my favorite thing from the episode, which 150% was Gendry coming back. Because I have always wondered what the fuck happened to Gendry. And, oh, shit. Oh, okay, I don't care about you, Blaine. Sorry. just got a text. So, yeah, I was real happy about Gendry. And I was also really happy about R plus L equal J getting the big ol' confirmation. Because we've all wondered, and now we have proof.
I still love Ser Davos.
That's fine.
He made me put a hole through my chainmail.
That fermented crab, girl. girl. and we had some predictions for the next episode, which was 150%. They, like, the snow clears for half a second, and they're like, boom, White Walkers. You know? Like, that's definitely how it's going to happen. It's going to be, like, the beginning of the episode is just, like, fight for your life, bitch. And we predict that they're not going to succeed in their mission to procure a white to take to Cersei. But someone's going to get injured or killed and turned into a white, and they'll have them. And I think it's going to be Jorah, because then the whole Jon, Dany definitely... both Targaryen cousins thing works out, which means Jon wouldn't be Lord of Winterfell, but Sansa would, and she's 150,000,000% pregnant with what I can only hope is a boy, because then he would carry on to be Lord of Winterfell, and it would all work out, and everything would be cool. So, that's a much shorter Reader's Digest version of what we had planned to talk about. So now we're just going to talk about memes.
Or Tumblr posts.
Okay, yeah. Pull up Tumblr. I no longer have a Tumblr, so.
It's easy on Facebook now because everyone's already screenshotted the funny
stuff. Oh my
god,
yes. The best of Tumblr. Yes. It's like my favorite page. Everything is so relatable. It's ridiculous. And I'm just like, how do these people know my life? Like, of course I love kitten posts. Are you kidding me? This one has a heart shape in its fur. Are you fucking kidding me? I love cats. I love every kind of cat. It's just, I reminded myself of that. Okay, so you found a meme.
It's just Tumblr post.
Okay, yes, whatever.
Okay, so someone was trying to be serious here. Said if it excites you and scares the crap out of you at the same time, that means you should probably do it. So that's kind of... You read that and you think it's relatable.
Uh-huh.
Someone took it to the extreme of, time to fuck a blender. Oh, and their response was, wait, no. have never thought of that as being for it. An exciting thing.
Right? Well, I mean, it's like, what's going to happen? The anticipation thing. But, I mean, realistically, you know, this is going to fuck my shit up.
So, I can see a man fucking a blender.
How would a woman
fuck a blender?
You got to take the glass off. You know, those old style blenders where it's not all one piece? You can take the blade out and it will still work because, like, yeah, that would be some shit.
Can you imagine someone breaking into your house and you just have this blender
catching you in the act?
Well, I was going to masturbate, but.
You'd be like Ash, but instead you'd be like Amy, but with your fucked up blender.
I've never seen that movie.
What?
Nope.
The Evil Dead.
Nope.
And you haven't seen Ash versus the Evil Dead?
Nope.
Caitlin!
I know.
Okay, we're gonna watch them. Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, and then both seasons of Ash versus the Evil Dead. Hopefully by then the third one's out.
Okay. I'll be more into it than I was Invader Zim.
Invader Zim is the shit.
I mean, it's funny, but I think because I did not grow up with it, just like I don't really relate to Powder Puff Girls? I don't know what the fucking show is called.
The Powder Puff Girls.
And, like, I don't relate to Dexter's Laboratory or anything, but, like,
Ed and Eddie?
No, I did not watch Cartoon Network. I was a hardcore Disney Channel Nickelodeon girl.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah. Gullah Island, man.
How are we in the same room right now?
It's because I'm older than you. Hi, buddy. Patty has joined us. Can you say hi? Oh, yeah.
Hey. Oh. Do you want to come here?
Don't make him bark.
No?
Well, it's going to be loud.
Hey.
Rest in peace, Headphone Caesars.
Sit. Speak. Speak.
He's like, wait, I was supposed to be quiet.
You know?
He's like, you told me to be chill, guys.
Speak.
I don't think he's going to do it.
Silent barks.
I know.
I'm supposed to be quiet.
Sounds like you.
Damn it, Pam.
Oh, why do you have to be so cute? But yeah, no. I did not really watch Cartoon Network.
You missed out.
I breezed by it on my way to MTV to watch Undressed late at night.
What about Nickelodeon?
I watched Nickelodeon all the time.
Invader Zim was on Nickelodeon, wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure it was Cartoon Network, but don't quote me.
Google.
Go for it.
I quote Google.
Hashtag Google everything.
Oh shit.
What?
There's porn.
I'm leaving it in. Oh shit, there's porn. Oh shit.
Funny.
What's up, Patty?
Oh my god. That killed me.
Shit. I'm dying.
Yeah. Invader Zim was Nickelodeon. What the fuck?
I don't know. When did it come out?
Sometime in the past.
Not one time. I don't know.
Not one time at band camp.
No. I mean, if you're on Wikipedia, it should say. What? Oh my god, guys. Don't you know we're recording a podcast? Our Journey into Comics Network group chat.
I don't know when anyone records a podcast.
Game Addix records on Thursday. Journey into Comics usually on Friday or Saturday. I only know that because Brandon does this, so.
I don't want to read all that. It came out sometime in the past.
It might have just come out after I stopped watching Nickelodeon, which happens in a person's life occasionally. No, I mean, doesn't. I will still get down on some Rugrats, you know.
I mean, I don't watch Nickelodeon, but I still watch some of the stuff. I just took you out!
You're not allowed to pee, sorry.
You already peed. You have to poop. That's not my problem. Hold it. I just took you outside. You had the option.
It's not happening, dude. No way, dude. I don't know. Some people stop watching Nickelodeon regularly. I mean, I don't know anything about iCarly.
Oh, God, I don't either. But you still watch what you grew up on.
I mean, I occasionally watch Drake and Josh. Oh my God. Sorry. I don't know.
Why are you apologizing for that?
Apologizing for your burp? I don't know. Maybe it was loud in somebody's ear. I'm just trying to be considerate.
If they had my problem, that wouldn't be an issue.
Not everybody can be half deaf. They just can't. I mean, they could.
I mean,
I mean, if everyone was half deaf, nobody would be.
I could just get a full pencil. Hearing. I'd just get a pencil. We can fix this right now.
You're just terrible. I forget what we were talking about entirely. Invader Zim.
Yeah, it went off onto a tangent about
yeah.
At what age is appropriate to stop watching Nickelodeon.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that it's inappropriate to watch Nickelodeon. Because, like, I still watch Rugrats and Wild Thornberries. Fucking love that show. But, I don't know. I just don't watch it on TV. But we don't have cable now anyway, so.
But what show is that going to make you watch? Oh, yeah. Evil Dead.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. This is where it all started. But I feel like that went off on a tangent from something else. I can't remember. Ooh, the blender. Oh,
God. And now we're backtracking. Better reverse this GPS.
And then the whole thing we were going to do on this podcast was look at different Tumblr post memes.
Yes. Do you not have your thumb set up?
I do, but my thumb's gross.
Oh.
Right now.
Okay.
It has this.
Ah. It has marijuana.
Okay. I'm gonna show it to you.
Okay. Do you want me to read it? Like, out loud?
Yeah, if you want to read this one out loud, that'd be cool.
Let me get my reading voice ready. The first person says, men moaning is basically the hottest thing a guy can do besides give you neck kisses. And then the first reply says, let's not forget when they whisper, ugh, fuck, under their breath. And then the third person says, or when they write me a check for $100,000. I relate with the third person. For sure.
I'd love to hear that. Let's see. Do I have a pen? Nope, but I do have a lighter.
What do we need? Oh, the scritchy scratch of a pen on paper.
Or a lighter on a placemat.
Yeah, I mean, whatever works. Just sign your name.
Just sign your name.
I mean, I don't really care how it gets to me. You can PayPal it, that's fine.
Okay.
Brandon.
This one, I died. I died, Caitlin. If you put a picture of yourself in a locket, you could say you are independent.
I want a divorce.
I want to marry myself.
Well, that'll work out then. Because polygamy is not yet legal.
I have all I need right here.
You can have a commitment ceremony.
Okay. The invention of knocking, Caitlin.
Brandon told me about this one.
I'm going to punch your house until you talk to me.
Who started it? How did that happen? Were they pounded on, you know, like the closure rock at the cave?
Like you beating their fists bloody until someone...
How would you close the boulder from the inside? Would you pinch your fingers? They open
the boulder and just fucking smash him. All they see is blood from when they keep pushing and... there's another one.
I'm remembering the Easter meme of the maid from Family Guy outside, like, Jesus's tomb, and he's like, no, Mr. Jesus, no home. He has the boulder to close the tomb.
Tangents. I'm just picturing Patrick Starr just smushing some asshole.
Yeah.
Except his just came from the top.
But yeah. I mean, he would have to open it and close it for it to be effective. Or should I push it forward?
Yeah, someone walks in because they think it's all good to go. I don't see anybody. Just kill him right then and there.
Yep.
And SpongeBob would no longer be a kid's show.
SpongeBob is not a fucking kid's show.
It definitely wouldn't be now. Do you ever see Red all that it's often?
Like, in it's like
Bikini
this,
Bottom.
It's like the younger generation's Ren and Stimpy, almost. Like, it's not quite as raunchy, but it's still pretty terrible.
Okay.
You've seen Ren and Stimpy, right?
I'm on SpongeBob right now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Can you imagine, every time someone's murdered, just how dirty Bikini Bottom gets? Because the blood's just gonna go into the water. You'd always know if someone was cut or injured. You would know, Caitlin.
But do sea sponges have blood? That's what I need to know.
But the fish do. True. SpongeBob's just a fucking freak. But everyone else is a fucking fish or a whale or something. He's just a sponge.
I saw one episode, they had like a swimming pool at the bottom of the ocean. How does Squidward play a clarinet? It's a woodwind.
I mean, none of it makes sense.
No.
But
how did a pineapple get to the bottom of the sea? Why has it not decayed?
Special paint.
Why does a sponge wear socks and shoes? Like, he wears socks and shoes and clothes. And Patrick wears pants but no shirt. And Squidward wears a shirt and no pants.
Hey, let them do what they want. They were born this way, Caitlin. They were born this way.
You're on the right track, baby.
Hi, buddy.
Yes, hi, Patty. Oh, my goodness.
If he goes the door again, I think he has to poop.
Oh, God.
Because I heard him go upstairs and whine.
Uh-oh.
And no one listened to you, but I'm listening.
We hear you, Patty.
I just ignored you.
What you need? We might have to pause again for Padfoot.
Yeah. I'll let him come go to the door and do
fresh Tumblr posts.
There's nothing.
You got one lined up.
People offended by the C word would hear it a lot less if they didn't go around acting like such cunts.
It's not wrong. It really isn't.
You can't be offended by something if no one calls it. You're not going to be
walking. Maybe don't be a cunt.
Just don't be a cunt and no one will tell you. So.
What? All right. Well, yeah. Patty's got to do a number two. So we're going to pause and we'll be right back. Okay. We're back now. Patty is all pooped out. We have replenished drinks and we're ready to go. So. You have found another Tumblr post for us.
Alright. To all you small-chested ladies out there, I'm putting myself in that category, Caitlin.
Okay.
I wish all my problems were as little as my boobs.
actually kind of like my problems to be littler. I mean, I got small boobs, but they're not that small.
Okay, yes, if I wanted all my problems to be a certain size, it would be chopped off tits. Just scrape it out a little bit
chopped
more.
Chopped off tits. Just
put it in there deep. I'll have so much positivity going on if I just keep going.
Positivity.
Positivity. That's how you said it. Shut up, Caitlin. I'm the only one drinking here.
That's your fault, not mine. I do not partake in alcohol. Like, it makes me better than you. I don't drink.
You're drinking water.
Well, I need that to sustain life, so yes. What?
Okay. I got this one.
You got it?
What language do they speak at the center of the earth?
Korean.
And then someone being literal. The center of the earth is around 5,430 degrees Celsius. Nobody is going to live there, so they don't need a language. Korean.
I saw that the other day.
Just reiterate it.
Yes.
This is what it is.
I lost my lighter for a second.
Did you say you saw something the other day?
I saw that.
The other day. Okay.
The other day, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't...
So funny. That's how I was like, oh yeah, Korean.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Patty's like, I'm done being quiet. Shit.
Hey.
Patty. Quit. He's like, that's not a command, I know. To which I say, that's okay, Patty. You're still young. What?
Sorry. Okay. This is going to get really personal really
I
fast.
I love that.
I'm just thinking about Padfoot and this at the same time, and I just came up with something.
Uh-oh.
So anyone who knows Padfoot... His red rocket's always out.
Oh, God.
He must be having some of this fermented crab meat. Sir Davos is making my dog
put a hole in his chainmail.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I need to consult a maester.
I mean...
it's lasted for longer than 4 hours.
I mean, not consecutively, I hope. That's a long time. Dry out.
Dry out. Fall off.
That got morbid fast.
Yeah, that's
gross. Let's not talk about that.
Just turns to ash.
I know. Ooh.
What?
Why? Why? Images. No.
Slowly drifts away.
Do not want. Do not want. Oh my God.
I'm just seeing this as, like, this really dramatic, sad, beautiful scene. And Padfoot's just, it's been out longer than 4 hours, and it just falls apart, turns to ash, and goes away. And you just watch his sad face of, oh, that's all I got.
Like the end of a Disney movie. Air Bud, the dick falls off. The only dog movie I can think of.
Oh shit. I can't think of any right now.
Homeward Bound. That was one.
Some sort of movie. I can only picture
All Pat Dogs Foot. Go to Heaven. What? She's just nodding. Okay.
Caitlin.
It's a pie chart. It says how introverts make friends, and the very small wedge says dogs count as friends, and then the larger section says an extrovert found them, liked them, and adopted them.
It's true.
That's how we became friends.
That's literally how you, Gretchen, literally everybody.
Yeah.
And I became friends because I did not start the conversation at any point in my life.
Do you remember, like, you kept trying to add me on Facebook, and you didn't think that I liked you because I never responded to your friend requests, but it was just that I never got them?
Yeah, I got really sad because I was like, I don't want to be the one to add her as a friend. That's weird. And Mike told me to do it, and I was so upset when you didn't reply to it.
Brandon told me, and I was like, no, I just haven't gotten a friend request. I don't know what's wrong.
I was so upset. Like, I went out on a limb here. That was my entire train of thought.
I just wanted to be friends.
I tried.
Oh, I keep, like, glancing at my notes for Game of Thrones, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we gotta talk about that. But no, we don't, because we already did, Caitlin. My goodness.
And then Gretchen, she had to message me after 2 years to hang out.
Hey, do you remember that one time we went out to dinner? Do you want to maybe hang out again?
2 years later, because I could never say anything.
Do you remember that viral video of the girl, and she goes through the drive-thru, and she's like, were you here earlier? Do you want to have a sleepover? I want to know how that ended up. Did they have a sleepover? Are they BFFs now?
Or is one of them dead?
It was really a ploy for murder.
I mean, or...
That's the way to do it.
Or the girl was a serial killer, and the girl actually wanted a sleepover. She invited over a murderer. She just
accidentally befriended a serial killer.
She just had a really bad intuition.
No, I think if that were the case, I would have heard about it on My Favorite Murder by now. And I've been like, did you hear about that?
Did you hear about that sleepover that went wrong?
That viral video sleepover? What the fuck?
That would have been fantastic.
Different definitions of fantastic. I cannot believe she got murdered.
It would have been horrible.
It's so great.
But I would have died laughing. I think I'd be laughing about this until I died. Which could be any day now at this point.
Right.
Someone's going to try to kill me after this podcast is over. I'm going to be like, this is the last one after 500 episodes, and someone's just pissed off at me, and I'm going to die.
Right. How fucking dare you?
So here it is. This is my hypothesis of what's going to happen from this podcast.
Spoiler alert. Oh, did you hit your leg?
I did.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. I feel like I've said, oh, my gosh, like, 8 million times. But that's literally just how I talk.
Literally.
Literally. I also say literally, even when I'm being figurative.
Not literal.
Not literal. The opposite, even.
I was just trying to find another excuse for you to use the word literal.
Did you watch Parks and Rec?
No.
Oh, no. Then you're not going to get a Chris Traeger joke.
Mm-mm.
Shit. That looks like a perfect, like, pyramid of replies.
Right?
So
until
cool.
That last one.
Yeah.
It's like the pyramid
just
got hard on.
Just had to fuck it up.
We took that two different ways.
The pyramid had a hard on. I feel like when you listen to the audio-only version of stand-up comedy. So all of the body language things are completely lost on you, and they're, like, just silent for 35 seconds doing something with their hands.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is going on? I don't understand. I don't... Where?
Do you have any funny memes or Tumblr posts to contribute to this?
I have not looked, but I can.
You can get your shit together, Caitlin.
My new favorite thing is, like, how you can GIF reply to everything. And yes, it's GIF, not GIF, because you wouldn't say giraffics.
I might now. Just really
can
fuck
you,
with someone's
Can you
day.
Finish the giraffics for our podcast?
Just switch it back and forth, so if you ever pronounce it wrong. No, I said
like,
this.
It definitely wasn't me. I've never said giraffics in my life. I don't. This is a first for me that just feels so unnatural. No, all I've shared lately is like anti-white supremacy stuff. My Facebook feed is real political.
Mine is just Tumblr posts and random quotes and pictures of my dog.
I love you regardless. I almost thought you said, and pictures of my daughter, and I was like, when did you have one of those?
I mean, Padfoot's penis did fall off.
I had entirely forgotten, and we went off on an entire tangent about it, and I just...
I plumb forgot.
I don't know what I was
thinking. But your face when you remembered.
I know.
Just complete confusion to
Oh, they're making a new Jeepers Creepers with a promise to make a fourth, and I am super excited because that movie traumatized me, and still is hard for me to watch if I'm by myself. I don't know why.
It's like so hokey
and like ridiculous, but it's like I was terrified of the movie Volcano as a kid because I thought, well, you know, a volcano came out of the La Brea Tar Pits, so that means a volcano can come up literally anywhere. Obviously, I lived in a trailer, which we all know those burn super fast in a fire, but you know, 7-year-old me is not thinking about that. I had an escape route through my room so I wouldn't have to touch the floor if it was lava. It was intense. I'm just saying.
The only movie that scares me is The Grudge. I have my reasons.
Yes, I know.
But Mike always jokes about how he's going to get someone to dress up like her and be in our house. And that's a horrible idea because someone's not walking out of this house alive. And I'm pretty pathetically weak, so it could possibly be me.
I keep getting messages, yes, and it's throwing me off. But still, I'm back to Sunday. It's still just political memes. Have not shared anything funny.
But we should watch Jeepers Creepers together.
We should. I would enjoy that. I like the movie. It just is scary to me. And I don't know why, because it's not like fucking monsters like that exist, but people who do fucked up shit like that do exist, so in a sense, monsters like that do exist. You know? Getting existential or something. I don't even know if that's the right word. However.
I love that.
That's why it's scary. I
grew up on Jeepers Creepers, and what's funny, I'm more afraid of Gumby than fucking anything else I've watched.
Stop motion, like, claymation shit is scary to me. I don't know why, but it is.
I love Nightmare Before Christmas and Corpse Bride and all of those. I love the Tim Burton movies, but something about fucking Gumby. Fuck that show. I just fucking hate it.
Did you take the tag yourself as an ugly Renaissance baby and we'll reveal what type of drunk you are? Did you take that quiz? Mm-mm. Oh my god, the pictures were so funny. Like, so funny. And Gretchen got the gentle drunk, and I got rage drunk, which is like the exact opposite of how I am when I'm drunk.
Is that on your Facebook?
Yeah, I'll tag you in the post.
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be way easier than trying to find it.
There you go. You could take it live. That would be fun. Even though y'all can't see. I'll post a link on our social media stuff on Twitter or something.
Twitter.
Which we have yet to set up, but it'll be in the description or something.
I have to close the app and ring.
Or on our Facebook, which is Butt Stuff Podcast. And that's B-U-T, not B-U-T-T. It's butt, comma, stuff. Did we even say, like, we restarted the podcast? Because this is our first one and we were like, trying to figure out the groove of things. I don't know if we said what the name of the podcast is in the beginning of You've been listening to Butt Stuff, just in case you were unaware. This is what happens when you have a dog to contend with. We'll have to do it upstairs next time with the door shut.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, are you taking it? It's so funny. They're like these ridiculous babies from Renaissance paintings.
Tag yourself. Oh, shit.
And you just tap on which baby's face is the one that you...
It says flight of the babies, not fight the babies. Where are my glasses? I don't know where they are.
Oh. You're just gonna have to squint.
Well, I'm just...
It'll be like you're in Renaissance times trying to pick which baby is you, and you're like, well, that's what kind of drunk I am. Thanks, not yet invented BuzzFeed. To which they're like, what's the internet? I did find the meme that's started from the bottom, now we a little bit above the bottom. Mm-hmm. And it resonates with me, because, like, that's where I'm at in life. Yeah. I hate when people ask me if I have an Android charger, and it's that kid in a fur coat, and he says, stop touching me, broke ass.
Baby Fight Club.
Oh, yes.
I'd be that awkward one in the back there you go. That doesn't know what to do.
Fight of the babies.
That baby's
It was just foreshadowing.
Get me the fuck out of here. There's too many people. I don't like this. Get me the fuck out.
I am not okay with this.
Baby house party and concerned shepherd.
Oh, I did take a quiz. Well, it was more like one of those things that analyzes, quote unquote, your Facebook profile. And tells you which Game of Thrones character you are, and somehow I'm Daenerys, and I don't understand how it came to that conclusion, or how it came to the conclusion that you were Cersei
multiple times.
Like, not, it was like different pictures even. Mm-hmm. So it was like, yeah, you're definitely Cersei. Like, there's no way to get around it.
I got one of Marjorie. Just one. 3 out of 4 was Cersei. I even did one hoping I'd get Hodor, because I just made myself have a million chins, and...
Oh my god.
It was fantastic, and it didn't work.
Did you still get Cersei?
I still got fucking Cersei. I can't even try.
Oh. How neat is that?
A million angel ghost babies. That'll just be this awkward one trying to get away from everybody in the corner.
I think that was the same one that I was. Like, rolling its eyes.
I'll let you read that.
You are nakey drunk. Drinks out, booty out, a tender lover. Forgets birthdays. Loves to moisturize.
The last two are so true! I don't remember. I don't even know your birthday. I don't know Gretchen's birthday.
My birthday is April 14th.
Ah, fuck.
You're still not going to remember it because you are stoned and drinking
April your what?
14th.
14th.
Yes. 1-4.
I love to moisturize. Am I a tender lover, Caitlin?
I would not know. However, I can assume that no, you are not. Based on some conversations we have had that we will not divulge at present time.
I do disagree with the drinks out, booty out.
I don't.
I think the shirt speaks for itself, Caitlin.
I mean, drinks out, titty out is pretty much the same thing.
But it's not the exact phrasing.
Drinks out, your body parts come out. Oh my god.
Your body parts. Your liver.
Your intestines. I said body parts, not organs. Drinks out, elbows out, girl. The Duggar hoedown in here. Oh no, sorry, never mind. The Duggars don't dance. They don't listen to music.
Oh. Out, intestines out.
What is this, the Red Wedding?
I'm sorry, it's just my sense of humor, Caitlin.
You're just terrible.
I'm not terrible. I am a goddess.
Mm-hmm. No, though.
The gentle drunk for Gretchen.
That's so funny. I didn't even think I read
do what it was. Do you punch broccoli, Caitlin?
I do. I hate broccoli.
Are you a great hugger?
I am.
Yelm's Ma when...
You don't live alone.
What?
It says Yelm's Ma lives alone.
Ma! No.
No, I don't think that's true. You like being pretty, Caitlin?
I don't, like, wear makeup every day. Or ever, really.
While I sit here with my mascara.
I'm beautiful in my way, because God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way.
I like my mascara.
Mascara is nice, but I have found since I stopped wearing mascara, she's just dancing. Since I stopped wearing mascara, my eyelashes are longer and darker just on their own. Because I'm not putting shit. Yeah, try not to die. That would be bad.
I won't die. You know how to do CPR, right?
Vaguely. I know how to do infant CPR.
Just do what I did in school. Another one bites the dust.
No. You cannot do that to me.
I'm already trying not to. You know I'm giving you CPR if you hear that song.
You're just singing it the whole time?
Yeah.
Someone is in like their pre-death thing where they're like seeing the light and the life is flashing before their eyes and then they're like, what? Why? What is this song I'm hearing? It's Queen, right?
I think so.
Is it?
Is it? I don't know.
The guys are all screaming, oh my god!
I don't know, drink too much and smoke too much. And all I ate was tuna.
All I ate was tuna.
Yes.
It is? Okay, it's Queen. Thank goodness. Not quite as big of an idiot as I sounded like originally. So, we're coming up on time, which is cool. I feel like since we did our whole restarting thing, it's definitely a much better flow, and we'll have to stick to this kind of format, because we're just better this way.
I don't know what format that was. It's
just loose conversation, I think.
Just being alive.
I'm Joanna, and I'm alive.
That's all I got.
That's an inside joke that we might tell you about at some point.
That's all I got.
If you're lucky. So, we're going to wrap this up. That's Joanna.
I'm alive.
And I'm Caitlin. And this has been Butt Stuff. And we hope you enjoyed the show. And you'll come back soon. Because I think we're doing it. I was trying to be serious. I think we're going to do every other week episodes, so hopefully we will see you, or you'll see us, because we won't see you, next time. All right. Bye.
Bye.